from moving. We exist to make sure it doesn't. With the help of people like you, the National MS Society addresses the challenges of each person whose life is affected by MS and helps them stay connected to the great big moving world. Join the movement at nationalmssociety.org.
WMUC-FM College Park. Good evening. You're listening to Dave's Record Collection. In the background, Country Joe McDonald with Tranquility from the album Superstitious Blues, released in 2001, somewhere in there. Now I got to tell you. 1990. I keep thinking 2000, but actually, yeah, it goes back that far. Jerry Garcia was still alive, and he was on the album on a couple tracks. Anyway, remembering Bob Weir this evening? Leaving off with Grateful Dead from Fairly Well in Chicago, the 5th of July, 2015. And we heard Truckin', Trey Anastasio, and Bruce Hornsby, and one other, completing the group of former, or what was left of the Grateful Dead. All the other members were there. And they did 3 or 4 nights in Chicago. Fare thee well. The other ones, Jack Straw. The other ones from 1999, The Strange Remain, and the other ones were another Grateful Dead group. Steve Kimmick, Bruce Hornsby, and one other guitar player joined them. John Motto on drums, Mark Karam on guitar and vocals. Dave Ellis on saxophone and vocals, Bruce Hornsby on piano, keyboards, vocals, Mickey Hart on percussion, Phil Lesh on bass and vocals, and Bob Weir. Bill Kreutzmann was not there. Anyway, the other ones giving us Jack Straw, one of Bob's songs from The Strange Remain. Second City. Second City was a band that had one album that I know of. Featured Bob Brolov, Henry Kaiser, Bobby Strickland, Mark Van Wagenen, and Paul Van Wagenen, Vince Welnick, and Bob Weir on that track. Jerry Garcia appeared on a couple other tracks on that album. Again, Second Sight. That's what we've been listening to. Let's get back into it. Released in 2025, a reunion of, or not a reunion actually, Welcome to My Nightmare, recorded live at the Forum, Los Angeles, 6/17/75, on Dave's Record Collection, WMUC-FM, College Park.
Mm-hmm. Man got his woman to take his seed. He got the power, oh, she got the need. Spins her life through, pleasing up a man. She feeds me dinner, oh, anything she can. She cries alone at night too often. Smokes and drinks and don't come home at all. Ooh. Only women read. Only women read. Only women read. Man makes your hair gray. He's your life's mistake. When all you're really looking for is an even break. You lie right at her. You know I hate that game. And I slap you once in a while. She lives in love and pain. She cries alone at night too often. I smoke and drink and don't come home at all. Only women bleed. Only women. Only women lead. Only women lead. Only women lead. Only women lead. Only women lead.
Thank you.
women lead. Only women lead. Only women bleed. 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 Only women bleed.
Thank you. flow. It boils with every poison you can think of. And I'm underneath the streetlight, but the light of joy I know scared beyond belief, way down in the shadows. And the perverted fear of violence chokes the smile on every face, and common sense is ringing out the bell. This ain't no technological breakdown. Oh no, this is the road to hell.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to radio station EXP.
Oh, honey, you turn me on. I'm the radio.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio
on and listen to the music in the air.
Turn your radio.
Hey, is your radio on, man?
Yeah, the radio's on.
I was raised on the radio.
We got a radio jingle for you, okay?
Raised on the radio.
But don't it make you want to rock and roll?
Wonderful Wino Radio! Wonderful Wino!
Hi, Melba, are you there?
Yes, sir.
We want the airwaves. We want the airwaves.
You're on the air.
We take great pride in presenting for the first time WMUC FM, College Park, FM 88.
Oh, yeah, when I ride.
See, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
WMUC FM College Park, good evening. You're listening to Dave's Record Collection. Hanging out with you from 6 to 10 every Saturday evening. Tonight, a couple things. Remembering Bob Weir and remembering Cousin Dave. Among some other things. A few other songs here. Guadalcanal Diary in the background from Walking in the Shadow. Walking in the Shadow of the Big Man. Walking in the Shadow is the name of the track. Walking in the Shadow of the Big Man, released in 1983, I believe. Biggie Betts, Jimmy Hall, Chuck Lavelle, and Butch Trucks together in a band that did some live recordings but never recorded an album together after the Allman Brothers broke up in 1982. Roland's what we heard from. Live at the Coffee Pot, 1983. Steve Hunter, a single called Deadlock, released last year. Steve Hunter was also on the album Welcome to My Nightmare, live at the Forum, Los Angeles, 6/17/75. That came out last year as well. Only Women Bleed, Alice Cooper. And that was written by the other guitar player in that band, Dick Wagner. Dick Wagner passed away quite a few years ago. And that's what we've been listening to. Actually, I think I missed... Must have missed The Road to Hell, Part 2, from the late Chris Rea. Chris passed away December 22nd, 2025. And so another one gone. It's happening, well, it's just part of life, but it's been happening a lot lately. My wife's cousin, Dave Passel, passed away. So we're going to remember him in a couple ways tonight. Dave was a big fan of Root Boy Slim and the Sex Change Band, as well as the Slicky Boys and Reverend Billy C. Wirtz. So we're going to play some of that and some other memories of Dave here on Dave's Record Collection, WMUC FM College Park. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
the years that I keep adding to. 30, 31, and 32. The years come, the years go, but I know, I'm not too old for you. Wait a minute, pretty baby. You say that I'm too old for you.
He's not too old for you.
Wait a minute, pretty baby. You say that I'm too old for you.
He's not too old for you.
But I'm just a lonely man, and you're still in high school.
He's not too old for you.
I know you're so very young. I don't want to come on like mighty so young. But I know it's love, baby. It's not an infatuation. You're the one to steal my heart. When you turn 17, I'll just be 32.
He's not too old for you.
When you turn 17, I'll just be 32.
He's not too old for you.
I'm just a lonely man, and you're still in high school.
He's not too old for you.
Those lonely years that I keep adding to. 30, 31, and 32. The years come, the years go, but I know, I know, I know I'm not too old for you. I know we're perfect for each other, baby. We're a match set. I'm just right for you, baby. I'm just right for you. You're so foxy, baby. You're so foxy. You play with my heart like it's silly putty, baby. Step on my love and drop it like an egg into the carpet.
He's not too old for you.
In love with a woman, not just any woman, but a professional athlete, not just any professional athlete, but a lady professional wrestler, not just any lady professional wrestler, but a lady professional midget wrestler, not just any lady midget professional wrestler, but a lady midget professional wrestler with a bleach blonde mohawk down the middle of her grapefruit sized little head. This is called I Got a Teeny Weenie Meanie. She got bleached blonde mohawk, leopard skin suit. She said 3'7" in her wrestling boots. My little teeny weeny meanie, teeny weeny meanie. 1, 2, 3, mama, put that leg lock on me. I didn't go to the Civic Center looking for romance. Saw her in the cage match, I thought I had a chance. She winked at me as I walked by. She looked like Tammy Wynette, left too long in my dryer. My teeny weeny meeny, my little teeny weeny meeny. Well, 1, 2, 3, mama, whoop that big body slam on me. Well, she said, let's go into her pad, we went. She poked me in the ribs, said, this'll be the main event. Her whole bedroom looked like a wrestling ring. She winked her eye and said, don't say a thing. Just when I was thinking I better give her the slip, she jumped off the top rope with a micro monkey flip. She's my teeny weeny meeny. She's my teeny weeny meeny. Well, 1, 2, 3, mama, whoop it, whoop it on me. Oh, look out. That's right, baby. I love you. You done it. I'll see you in the Omni. I'll see you in Tampa, Florida. In the Q. right, spell love. No, 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 no. Oh God, oh, make it hurt. Oh my God, oh yes, oh, oh. Your MTV. She sits around and puts the claw to me. I talked to my shrink. He started to fidget. He said it's just not normal to love a butt-kicking midget. Go to bed at night, she puts my head in the sleeper. Teeny weeny meeny boy says, gonna keep my teeny weeny meeny. Teeny weeny meeny. One, two, three, mama, put that leg lock to me. I said, one, two, three, mama, put that heart punch on me. Yeah, one, two, three, you got your hold on me. Pin me, spin me, you wet me. That's my teeny weeny. Oh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. Mama, yeah, 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 yeah. I submit.
Living in Nashville, you hear different kinds of country music, and one of the more popular genres, which is a word you don't hear in Nashville a whole lot, but at any rate, one of the more popular genres is the grandfather explains the meaning of life all in one little verse, you know, kind of song. And so this is my contribution to that category. Before I do, though, I want to let you in on a little secret. If you're ever listening to a country song and you hear this lick on the piano, that means the song is going to be about somebody's grandfather. or their dog, and one or both of them may probably die by the end of the song. So anyway, the reason you know this lick is because it sounds real familiar, because you've heard this lick on every treatment center ad on late night TV. This, of course, is related directly, the second cousin to, which of course you hear on every personally embarrassing hygiene product ad. So, this is up. Sorry, I'm playing the song. Anyway. Bought an old convertible, took grandfather for a spin. We were winding down a country road when I finally turned to him. I said, "Grandpa, you've seen it all in the days that you've been here. Tell me how to walk the path and grow wiser with each year." And he said, "Son, if you put a fish in water, chances are he'll swim." Meet a man named James, and folks probably call him Jim. Some folks are gonna be with you, and others won't understand. And you know, son, Black Sabbath was never the same after Ozzy quit the band. I didn't rightly know what to say to that. Guess that wasn't quite what I was expecting from him. But before I could say, "What do you mean, Grandpa?" he scratched his chin and he said, "Son, when it rains, the ground gets wet. When it snows, the ground gets cold. Some folks hate the dentist. Everybody hates growing old. You go through life thinking something's important, then you find out it don't mean a thing. And lots of great men have sung great songs, but Jim Morrison's still the Lizard King." I thought, well, maybe I better go put the top up. He's had enough sun, that's plain to see. And as I turned to say, "Grandpa, I love you," he pulled a gun on me. Said, "Oh well, enough of this grandfather jive. Give me your wallet and I'll take the key." And then I felt a bump and everything went blank. I woke up and I was tied to a tree. The last we heard of Grandpa, he robbed a KOA in East Tennessee. And Mom and Dad try not to talk about him much, but his words still come back to me, because I can remember when he told me, "If you put a fish in water, the chances are you'll swim." You meet a man named James, folks probably call him. Some folks are gonna be with you, but others won't understand. And gosh, Grandpa, you're right, Black Sabbath was just never the same after Ozzy quit the band. Love you, Grandpa.
We'll be right back. relics of civilization. It's all gone.
I'm going to Mississippi. You might want to come too. It's on the cheapest. Barbecue. And that cold beer.
Friends, I was in a bar in Western Carolina, way up there in the mountains, and this gigantic fellow walked up on stage, and he wasn't nearly as nice as those folks back there. He walked up on stage and said, "Buddy, if you don't play Lynyrd Skynyrd, I'm going to kill you." I started quickly looking for a crowbar, not necessarily to hit him with, but to separate my butt cheeks with, and... This other guy walked on stage and said, "Forget what he said. If you don't play Led Zeppelin, I'm going to kill you." They then proceeded to get into a fight as to whether I was going to play Lynyrd Skynyrd or Led Zeppelin. And I wrote a little song that went like this. I'm in a redneck little dive. I'll be lucky to walk out alive. It's Saturday night in the middle of deer season. There's a sign on the wall saying rock and roll and have a ball. I hope my authentic ethnic folk songs are aesthetically pleasing. Here comes some peckerhead little geek with tobacco in his cheek, and he's yelling in my face, "Hey, faggot, play Freebird." He just finished a pint of Jack, mixed it with a few Prozac,
and that twitching muscle in his jaw has got me slightly worried. His friends tell me he's crazy as hell. He just got out of jail. His old lady's wearing a beaded halter top, and her name is Grace. She gives me a big, wet, sloppy kiss and says, "Hey, man, look at this." And shows me her tattoo of Wile E. Coyote chasing the Roadrunner into an unbelievable place. So I figure, what the hell? I'll play some tunes and all will be swell. As I finish my first song, a bottle flies past my ear. Someone yells, "Let's squash him flat." Someone else yells, "I heard that." And I realize that evolution is still an option here. Look out.